The movie parade is on the air.
Here we are, your favorites of a cinema screen. Here we are, each hero you've seen, each Hollywood queen. 100 million people in this nation. We extend this invitation. You are all invited to join our Hollywood party anywhere you are. Join us while we work and play. Okay, America, here we are.
In this week's broadcast of the movie parade, it is our pleasure to introduce to you a new personality in screen life, Miss Dorothy Dell, who makes her initial appearance under the Paramount banner in the new motion picture romance, Warp Angel. As many of you know, Dorothy Dell became internationally famous in 1930 after being selected from hundreds of other beautiful girls for the coveted title of Miss Universe. A year later, she became a featured star of the Ziegfeld Follies, and since then has won wide recognition for her talents as an actress, singer, and dancer. Like all newcomers to Hollywood, Miss Dell had to take a screen test when she first was considered for the movie. So now we're going to turn back the pages of history to a few months ago and listen in on a Paramount soundstage as the director puts Dorothy Dell through her artistic paces for the benefit of the cameras and microphones. Ready? Quiet, please.
Better reload the cameras, Harry. This is going to be a long take.
Okay, Joe, reloading.
Where's that hairdresser? Miss Dell's waiting.
Miss Dell, can I hear your voice for a microphone test?
All in a minute, will you, George? We're fixing our makeup.
Okay.
How's about it, Joe? Camera's ready yet?
Just about. Let her go, boy.
Now, Miss Dell, the first part of the scene will be silent. You'll enter from that door on the right, walk slowly downstage, look casually around the room, and then take your position on the platform next to Mr. Ranger and the piano. I'll cue you from time to time during the first part of the scene. But once you get into the song, you're on your own, because the microphones will be alive then. All ready, boys? How about it?
Cameras are ready.
Sound is ready.
All ready. Quiet, please. Turn them over.
Turning.
All right. Camera. Now enter, Miss Dell. Now you come downstage. That's it. Look around the room. Not quite so fast on that look. That's it. Fine. Now you turn and walk toward the platform. Now get ready, Ralph. And Miss Dell, as Ralph starts playing, you lean back against the wall. That honky-tonk slap. All ready? Now, absolutely quiet, please. Everybody. Start playing, Ralph.
To heaven I just send up this lonely plea. Is this where I must end up? Oh, good Lord, answer me. Every morning as the night time dies out, I walk home to sleep and weep my eyes out. And to hear a broken heart that cries out, cigarette, cigars. Hamill, Chesterfield, Lucky Cigars. I pay my wife, you gay millionaires, wise guys, hobos, and street gals with no bows, to miser spenders, bootleg vendors, all of them playing their trumps. I won't let them hold me until they all call me the fool, the virgin, the chump. Every morning as the night shades fade out, I see all the drunks and bums parade out. I think to the last one who is laid out. Cigarette, cigar.
Okay, cut it. That was fine, Miss Dell. That's exactly the way I want you to do it in the picture. All right, boys. That's all for today. Wrap them up. print that last take, Joe.
You have just listened in on one of the sound stages at the Paramount Studios in Hollywood, where Dorothy Dell, Broadway's latest recruit to the movies, received her screen test before starting work in the motion picture Warp Angel. Not far from Hollywood, about 400 miles to be exact, an effort has been made during recent months to revive that colorful, hectic playground of a quarter of a century ago, San Francisco's famous Barbary Coast. In those days, it would have required weeks to make the journey from Hollywood, even if there had been a Hollywood. But nowadays, we climb aboard a giant airliner and arrive at the Golden Gate in a few hours. But we can get up there even more rapidly by radio, which goes places in split seconds instead of hours. So let's take a look at this 1934 reincarnation of the old Barbary Coast. And here we are. Yes, sir. It looks the same as it did in 1910, except that automobiles instead of carriages drive up to its dens and dives. And the music doesn't have the same rhythm as the bunny hug and the grizzly bear did. In fact, if we look in on that dance hall over there, we'll probably hear them playing the last roundup. Listen. Well, it was a modern number, anyway. As we watch these modern dancers, let's skip back to the years to 1910 and see what the playboys and their gals were doing in this self-same place. Here we are, back in the year 1910, in San Francisco's wicked Barbary Coast. It is in this exciting setting, filled with a motley array of characters from the four corners of the earth, that our story, Warp Angel, takes place. In addition to Dorothy Dell, whom you heard make a screen test a short while ago, the principal characters in this new Paramount picture are Victor McLaglen as Turk, a ship stoker, Preston Foster as Como, a young reformer, Allison Skipworth as Mother Bright, a dive keeper, and David Landau as Moore, a detective. There's a lively, carefree crowd in Mother Bright's resort as our scene opens, but their pleasures are interrupted suddenly by a sound they all dread. All eyes are turned to the door as Como slinks into the room and quickly closes the door as if to shut out the sound of the police whistle. Turk, played by Victor McLaglen, is not impressed with the little drama that has held the others spellbound. From his vantage point at the bar, he barks out,
"Keep that piano going."
Hey, did they see you coming here?
I hope not.
What did you do?
I did something for a man. That's what happens when you try to help. You get hit for your trouble. The cops come after you. Give them a drink, Mom.
What's your place?
Hey, get in next door. Hide it.
Sure, sir. Come on, dude. There's a door there. There's a way out. Go.
Como starts down the hall, but unwittingly blunders into the dark, cluttered room of Toy, portrayed by Dorothy Dell. The intrusion awakens her.
Hey. What's the idea of combusting in here like that? Don't you know how to knock?
I'm sorry. I didn't know there was anyone in here.
What's that racket?
Sounds like the police.
What they want?
Me.
I tell you what. Please stay here till this thing goes over.
No. You'd be taking too big a chance.
I'm used to it. I'll go down to Mother Bright and get some food.
Hi,
Doyle. Hi,
Doyle.
Hello, Mom.
Hello, Doyle. How's tea?
Fine. I want a stew and one of your special homemade to take off.
Okay.
Hey, Mom, was Moore looking for a guy?
Mm-hmm. You better watch your step.
Hey, Mom, I'll have a whiskey and a coffee chaser while I'm waiting.
Who is he, anyway?
I don't know. I guess he's just a friend. But I like his face. Well, that's a change.
I'll have the thing without the coffee. I'm buying, baby.
It's all right with me, hon.
You sure take your time about showing up. You know, I don't wait for no gal. Often. I'm leaving in the morning.
Ain't that a shame? How long have you been in Port now, Stoker?
Why?
Takes you a long time to get them hot coals out of your eyes.
Guess I've been waiting for you.
When you're dreaming.
These bells?
Then what's your hurry? How much shore leave do you need, Stoker?
Say, I'd jump ship for a girl like you.
There you are,
Jerry. Where are you going?
I'm just taking this to a sick friend. Stick around.
We ain't got much time.
Time enough. Come on, buddy. Soak up. Mother Bright's suit flops over just like a customer. Look at that suit. Don't you smell good?
Look, well, girl.
You know what I was thinking? You can't get arrested for making a speech. Even a rotten one. For all the politicians would be in jail.
I guess mine was extra rotten.
All right. You don't want to tell me. I ain't nosy. But what do the cops think you did besides making a speech?
They think I killed somebody.
But you didn't.
There was a riot. A cop was killed.
Well, what do they want to pin it on you for?
I had the gun in my hand. I took it away from the man who fired the shot. They started for me, and I ran.
Boy, you're in an awful jam when you're starting with them, baby. Well, I'm on my way. See you when I get back.
I won't be here.
You're not going to be fool enough to show your face on the street tonight, are you? If you ain't got a place to stay tonight, you can both here if you like.
Oh, I couldn't do that.
Why not? Afraid of the cop?
No.
You ain't afraid of me, are you?
Maybe I am.
I thought there were only one kind of guy, but I guess there's two.
No, we're all the same, but hardly anybody seems to know it.
Well, I never met one like you before. You can have the room to yourself if you like. I'll get out.
No, my dear. I couldn't do that.
Say that again.
I couldn't take your room.
Oh. No, I mean the other part.
My dear.
I'd like if I was dear to you.
Would you? Well, you are.
Then why don't you show it? Why don't you act like the rest of the guys? I didn't ask you to come in here. You better get out. No, don't go.
You have just heard a radio preview of scenes from Paramount's new romantic drama, Wharf Angel, a story set in the colorful period of the Barbary Coast. In this broadcast, you heard the voices of Victor McGlegan, Dorothy Dell, Preston Foster, Allison Skipworth, and David Landau, who are featured in the picture. Now, as our broadcast comes to a close, may we remind you that next week, another program of the Movie Parade series will be broadcast by this station. Be sure to tune in and hear your favorite film stars in their latest screenplay. This program was produced in Hollywood by special arrangement with Paramount Pictures.